ChatGPT has a couple interesting new features they've launched recently I want to cover on the show today. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Jaden Schaefer, of course. The first one is that ChatGPT has a pilot group where they're doing these group chats for ChatGPT. They're doing it in Japan, New Zealand, South Korea, Taiwan. It's kind of interesting. They have like select geographic locations, and it is just like a regular ChatGPT chat experience, except you have a whole bunch of people that can, you know, tune in, chime in on this chat. What is it going to be used for? How does this work? You know, what is the point of this? Great questions. I'll be getting into all of that on the show today. But before I do, I wanted to say there is one other story I'm very excited about, which is that Google, or that OpenAI, has finally fixed ChatGPT's M-dash problem, which I'm sure all of you have experienced before. If you ask ChatGPT to write basically anything, almost every paragraph, they're going to use the M-dash in there, and it's just a giveaway that you're using AI to write your content. It's just annoying, and you have to kind of go through and backspace them all. Anyways, this problem has been solved. So Sam Altman was recently on Twitter, and he posted, he said, small but happy win. If you tell ChatGPT not to use M-dashes in your custom instructions, it finally does what it's supposed to do. This is all with the GPT 5.1 update. Now, how have people been responding to this? Someone posted a meme right under his thing, which says like OpenAI in 2023. And then it's like the meme of like the Doge dog, and it's like super ripped. It's like the bodybuilder. And then it's saying like AGI any day now. And then right next to it, it says OpenAI in 2025. And it's like a small wimpy Doge dog crying. And it says, you can tell ChatGPT not to use M-dashes. So, I mean, I think this just kind of goes to show we've had a lot of AI hype. People are a little bit jaded that we talked so much about AGI in the last 2 years, and now we are making posts about M-dashes being removed from ChatGPT with the latest update of GPT 5.1. I think that's funny. Someone else said OpenAI killed another startup, and they just have some code that says text replace M-dash with nothing. So anyways, it's funny. If that really was somebody's startup, it deserved to die a sad death. Someone said, I told it to stop using M-dashes. It replied with an M-dash, peak betrayal. And they showed their screenshot saying, don't use M-dashes, and it used an M-dash in the response. So it evidently is not perfect. I'm also going to say something that drove me crazy with this new GPT 5.1 update is that in their like demo, they're like, you can tell it to respond using only 6 words. So I was like testing it, and I was like, okay, only respond using 6 words, tell me a joke. And then it was like, told me a joke. And I was like, hey, that's great, tell me another one. It told me another one, but it used 7 words. And I'm like, that's using 7 words. And so I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And it like fixed it to 6 words. Okay, that was my experience. And I'm like, whatever, it's like sort of good. It's not perfect. And then any message I sent to ChatGPT today after that, I'd be like, hey, like write a paragraph about XYZ. And it would like write 6 words. And I'm like, what is this? And it's like, I'm only using 6 words, like you said. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like 3 times it kept doing that on different things. And I'd always be like, hey, you can use more than 6 words and continue. But then like the next time I'd start a new chat, it would have remembered that. So I don't know what that glitch is, but watch out. It saves things to memory that are like, obviously one-off things, like you say, just respond using 6 words. I'm not saying for all of eternity, only ever respond with 6 words. Like, that's ridiculous. Somehow it interpreted it that way. So watch out. And then I just very explicitly had to say, remove my command for 6 words from your, from your history or your memory. And it was like, okay, we removed it from the memory. Now we can do like longer stuff. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So it seems like this is like a new rollout of GPT 5.1. It's a lot more empathetic. It's a lot more kind. I've seen the demos. I've seen it respond. Overall, I think it's good, but you do have to watch out. It does have some funny quirks, like every single OpenAI rollout that I've seen them do. There are always funny quirks. So watch out with ChatGPT 5.1. By the way, GPT 5.1 really felt like it just like slipped under the radar. One thing that I do appreciate that they're doing there is that the naming convention is a lot more sane, not GPT-4, GPT 4.0 mini, ultra, max, like just, I don't know. I just feel like there's like all these random weird words and you never knew what model was the best for anything. Apparently now they just have GPT 5. It's going to be 0.1, 0.2, 0.3 until they decide that it's a completely new model. Then they'll go to GPT 6. We don't know what's entailed or when that model might come out of training, but overall it feels like they're just kind of making these minor improvements. I'm happy that we have stuck to a sane naming convention. I think they were really worried and trying to get away from naming anything GPT-5 for a long time because it had so much hype built around it. And that's why they came up with all these weird names. It seems like we're just onto normal names now. So that's fantastic. All right. At the beginning of the episode, I was telling you about a new group chat feature on ChatGPT that OpenAI is rolling out. It's in select countries, and it is on the free tier. It's on any tier. There's a couple things that I find interesting with it. I mean, the first big question is like, what is this for? Like, you could imagine maybe a group assignment for a class where you like ask questions and everyone can ask the ChatGPT questions about the assignment and get like responses. Like, perhaps, I don't know, that doesn't seem incredibly useful to me when you could just probably use independent ones, but maybe it is. Maybe you are, you know, starting a project, you get like half of the document or the job done and you send it over to someone else to like review it and tweak it. So maybe that's kind of useful actually. I guess that's probably a better use case. I'm talking myself into it. They have like the ability for you to have up to 20 people in the group. And to me, like thinking about like a group chat with 20 people, it seems like out of control. But if there's like if you kind of have like a pre-set up workflow, like, okay, I'm going to go work on coming up with the outline for this. And then I want you to go and flesh out like this component. And then Jeff's going to go flesh out that component. And Seth is going to go flesh out that component, right? Like if you kind of have like an overview of what's going to happen ahead of time, maybe in a normal group text chat, then everyone can go work on the document and everyone can get their part of it done on a project. So maybe that's useful. I actually think the most common thing this is going to get used for is just sending it over to one person where you're like, hey, I did XYZ. Can you go take this document and do this other thing to it? And you just send them the chat and they can keep working on it. I think that's going to be what it's mostly used for. Probably not these big 20 groups, but probably just two people sending it back and forth. One interesting thought on it or thing that it does is that if users are under 18, the content is filtered. OpenAI's obviously started opening up their content to be a little bit more wild, like Grok or XAI. And so it's interesting that if you have multiple people in the same chat thread, if people are younger, below a certain age, it's gonna get filtered to only things that are appropriate for them. There's gonna be safeguards and parental controls in place. So it's gonna be interesting to see how this plays out and if this becomes more popular and they roll it out to more countries. I'll keep you up to date on all of that. In any case, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, if you could leave a rating over on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcast, it helps the show out a ton. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day and make sure to go check out AIbox.ai for all of the best AI models in one place. $20 a month. It's my own startup. Link is in the description. I'll catch you guys next time.